Welcome to Stories from the Shadows, haunted tales from the golden age of ghost stories and supernatural horror fiction. I'm Mardell, reading Sweeney Todd. Chapter 2. At the same hour that the above scene was taking place, a tall, gentlemanly-looking man, accompanied by an immense Newfoundland dog, might be seen wending his way down Fleet Street. Suddenly he stopped in front of a barber shop, and after a word or two to his dog, which quietly seated itself outside, he entered. Now Lieutenant Thornhill, for such was the gentleman's name, was a brave man, but brave as he was. A slight feeling of uneasiness crept over him as he gazed upon the face of Sweeney Todd, the barber, who with upraised hand appeared in the act of striking a boy who was crouched in the corner. The ferocious look of Sweeney Todd at that moment was indeed appalling, but it was instantly changed into a smile on perceiving the stranger. "Shave, sir. Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir. I was endeavoring to impress upon this boy how much better it would be for his future welfare if he were to take pattern by me and devote his few spare hours in reading the Bible. Take a seat, sir." Thornhill seated himself in a large armchair, Todd stropping his razor and darting his serpent-like orbs on his customer. "1 minute, sir," said Todd with a bland smile. "You appear to be somewhat bronzed from abroad, sir." "Yes, I've just arrived from India. By the by, can you inform me where a person named Oakley, a spectacle maker, resides? It is somewhere in this neighborhood. I have a small packet which has been entrusted to me to deliver to one of the family." Todd's eyes sparkled. "Sir, you could not have asked a better person than myself. I do know where Oakley lives. It is in 4th Street, a little shop with 2 windows." Then turning to the boy, he said, "Dear me, Tobias, I had really forgotten you. Here, dear boy, take 2 pence. Go to Mrs. Lovett's and buy 2 of those nice pies for yourself. Don't hurry. Say, 30 minutes. The boy timidly withdrew. Thornhill mildly reminded Sweeney Todd that he wished to be shaved. "Certainly, sir. Polish you off in no time, but as your beard is so strong, I'll just step into the next room for another razor." He did so. A slight creaking sound was heard. The chair was vacant. Thornhill had disappeared. Then followed a loud barking and scratching at the door. Todd, with ghastly face, peered over the shop blind and, perceiving the dog, seized a stout cudgel with the intention of inflicting summary vengeance, and opening the door for that purpose, he was instantly capsized by the noble animal who bounded into the shop. The dog, after sniffing in every hole and corner, set up a dismal howl. Todd, who had in the meantime fastened himself in his room, staggered back in terror as he saw the dog seize Thornhill's hat and rush out with it into the street. Please join me next time for the further adventures of Sweeney Todd here on Stories from the Shadows. In the meantime, I wouldn't blame you if you leave the lights on.